Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
With NFL playoffs right around the corner and the NBA season in full swing, BetOnline has you covered with all the up-to-the-second odds, news, and scores. With additional odds, lines, trends, and info on both desktop and mobile, you can access the world's best wagering information anytime. Head there today to get in on the action and see all the updated odds. Remember to use the promo code BELIEVE, that's BLEAV, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. What's up, Tiger fans? Welcome back to another episode of Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club. I am the Corey C, and we got KC in the building. KC 1400, Ken Clark, he needs no introduction. But make sure you guys follow the show. We're everywhere you find your podcast, the Apple Podcast app, the Google Podcast app, Spotify, YouTube. Just Google Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club. Be sure to follow the show and tell every Tiger that you know. And, of course, when you support Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club, it all helps the cause, which is the I Love Jackson State University. Ken Clark, what's up?
What's going on, D. Corey C? Glad to be back. Got another special guest. What's up, Tiger Nation? Let's get rolling.
Absolutely. Special guest. We're in the middle of recruiting season, so we're looking forward, but we got to always pause and stop back and reflect and celebrate our guys who've been there and done that, especially the ones who did great things on and off the field. Very excited about this guest. We know about the accolades, postseason awards, but want to get into kind of his story and let you guys hear what he's been doing off the field. Very, very special person. We're proud of this guy as an alumnus of Jackson State University. So none other than Deontay Graham. Welcome to Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club.
What's going on, everybody? Appreciate you for having me.
What's happening, man? Good to be back. Good to have you on Tiger Talk, man.
It's good to be here, man. I watch all the podcasts all the time.
Oh, man, we appreciate that. Well, long overdue. You're probably wondering, what's taking them so long? What about me? We got to give all the offensive linemen some shine because we know y'all do all the dirty work, but sometimes they don't put you in front of the camera. Right? They put the skilled guys in front of the camera. So I want to show you some love.
Yeah, man. Just go along with the job, you know.
Absolutely, man. First team all SWAC and all American. So we want to definitely get into all that, man. But first, let's just backtrack. We want to hear the quick Deontay Graham story, just for the fans who don't know a whole lot about you. So you can start all the way back to your hometown, your high school, and then give us a little bit about your journey to Jackson State.
All right. My high school, I'm from St. Louis, Missouri. I went to Cardinal Ritter High School in St. Louis. I played basketball really growing up, and then
that's a fun fact.
Yeah, center. Yeah, power forward center. Yeah. Thought I'd go to shooting guard, try to shoot it a little bit. Nah, man. Then we had a coaching change, and going to my junior year, he tried to get me to come out and everything. I didn't take it serious, whatnot, and then I went out. I went in no way, shape, or form ready to play football. So I tried, went out, played probably two games. I think it was JV. And I ended up getting hurt. I messed up my rotator cuff and my labrum. So I ended up getting hurt for that. Didn't play another game. Was out. And at that time, I'm still taking basketball serious. So I said, I'm going to be out miss a basketball game. So I was wow. Like, that day, I was like, dang. And then the head coach at the time, Brandon Gregory, he had put me this out. He was like, if you're really serious about it, you can get your college paid for it. You take football serious and just grind. He said he could do that for me, but he got to know that I'm serious about it. So I was thinking, I was kind of played on that, talked to my mom, prayed on it. And then I was like, shoot, ain't no sense in me living on a pipe dream. It ain't going to happen. Because at the time, I'm not going to nobody university for basketball. So I was like, forget it. And so I ended up falling in love with the process of football. Stayed in the weight room, stayed conditioning, fell in love with learning the different techniques and everything about football. So I just ended up falling in love with that over the off season. And then summer, summer came, I had did a camp at TSU. That got me on some college radars. And then coming into my senior year, which was really my first season. So I ended up playing well. I didn't miss a game. Within the first 3 weeks, everything really went fast because I was going through it. I think over the first 2-3 games, I was getting going into the season, I had got NAIA offers. And then after the first 2 games, D3. And then I remember going into the second, like fourth, I think it was the fourth game, I had got my first D2 looks. And then after the game, we had coach had told me they had offered. They was at the game and they had offered. So I was like, that's cool. So I was like, hey, I'm moving up. And for me, that's big because I ain't even think I was going to do anything. I'm doing this because my genes just had me bigger than everybody else. So I said, hey, let's do it. And so at the time, I was happy about it. My mom, she always been my biggest supporter. She happy, ready to throw a party just for me getting D2 or D3 offers. So I was like, all right, cool. I'm happy about it. And then going into homecoming, he had got me looks at with some D1 schools. And then the rest is history. I ended up committing to a D2 Quincy University in Illinois right out of high school. Then from there, played there, redshirted my first year. And then second year came, third year came, then COVID came. And that's when I was like, I don't think I evaluated. I was like, it's probably time for something different. I ain't never really wanted to go. I didn't really want to go there out of high school. I was really just trying to go to HBCU. But at the time, not really, they weren't looking. So I was like, I don't blame them because I ain't really played. I ain't got film. I ain't did nothing. So, hey, but I know I understand the business side of it. So me doing that was really like a business move. I ain't really want my mom paying for college. Cause me, my brother and sister, we stair steps. So I graduate, my sister graduate, my younger brother graduate. So I ain't want them end up not doing anything to where they could, my mom had to still have to pay for college for them. I was like, I'm gonna take that best decision. So I went there, and then when COVID came around, we I don't think nobody had a season during that fall. So that was a lot of time. We was just doing workouts, and that was a lot of time for me to just sit back and think on what I wanted to do. And then I went home because they said I had COVID. So I said, I'll go home. And so I did a lot of thinking, and then they said Coach Prime ended up getting a coaching job there. My brother, he actually goes to Jackson State. So he was there. He came straight out of high school. So he ended up getting a scholarship there. So he was doing, he's still doing good. And then he was
academic scholarship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. He the one ended up telling me because I guess he was I think he was on campus around the time that they did the whole press conference and all that stuff. So I was like, hey, that's what's up. I was like, so I was looking. I actually hit up a couple coaches. Hit up sent film to, what was it, Howard. I know I sent film to Alcorn. And then Jackson State. And then I got in touch with Coach O, and he was telling me about they really had no scholarship, so that I had to walk on. So I was like, and really, I thought about that, did everything about that, and all my family from Jackson. So,
okay, wow,
all of them down from the time. Yeah, all the way up. So I was like, hey, it wasn't really a hard choice for me to. I didn't have to think long about it, and then because I've been to Jackson before, and I've seen it, I've experienced it. And my grandpa, he went to Jackson State, so he always tell me all this stuff. Once you hear the boom play, it's just some deal. I said, okay. And so it wasn't a hard decision. I probably thought about it for like 2 days before I said, I'm going to sign the papers. I emailed the director there, got my papers signed, entered the portal. And then got accepted to JSU. Got told when to come and try out and everything. Ended up making the team, and then got blocked from being eligible at JSU. So I ended up waiting on that, and then we ended up cutting that season short because of COVID. And then we ended up going into the offseason, work grind, and then the rest is pretty much history. When Coach TC took the job over, me and Coach TC, we ended up building a relationship from when he was with the tight ends, that I think the first season, then moved to the wide receivers. And it got to the point, Coach TC used to sit by me and Meech up at the top in the meeting room. So me and Meech, I always used to mess with him, walk by, talk, tell him, watch out, little dude, stuff like that, just messing with him. And so we ended up getting real close.
That's awesome.
And then, yeah, and then when he got the job, we was ecstatic for him. I think we celebrated more than he did for it. Okay. So I had a talk with him, and he was like, he gonna give me my chance, and I was like, cool, I'm ready. I ain't gonna let you down. So it was just something I had to accept and be ready for, and I was more than ready for it. So I was happy about that.
Good stuff. It's awesome story.
Man, that's a lot, Corey. I enjoyed listening to that. You pretty much done the interview over now. I'm just playing. That was a lot, man. To take from, and you know what? It's cool that we sit down with you because sometimes we assume that we know your story because we see you in the uniform, we see you at school, and then I had no clue, man, that this is the path that you had taken, man. And that's pretty awesome stuff, man. But you did say you're from St. Louis, man. How close are you and Antonio Doyle, man? I know he's from the Lou as well.
And, yeah, me and Doyle real close. Doyle actually went to the high school that my junior year to go into the semifinals and whatnot. They beat us. Granted, I wasn't out there. It was Don't let Doyle tell y'all nothing different. A lot of our starters went out there. So they was basically playing our JV team. I'm not gonna say that. But I ain't gonna say the score, it'll say what my name is.
Gotcha. That's good stuff.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
True or false? Walmart has eye care. True. Stop by Walmart to save and browse top designer frames right where you already shop. And they accept most insurance. Welcome to Easy Eye Care. Welcome to your Walmart.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
So, man, you get to Jackson State. You talked about your brother being there now. Your grandfather went there. So just talk about your experience as a student. And we'll get to the football, but just your experience on campus as a regular student. I know you stood out like a sore thumb because of your size, but just being a student, what was that like?
It was, or still is, it's amazing. I love it so much, I decided to stay in grad school. It's just unlike any other. It's just the connections you make, the bonds you make, the professors, the campus life, I don't know what it's just good to be around people like you that's you know, gonna help you in many ways than just building connections and just talking, being friends, just being there for one another. It's different.
What would you say your fondest memory? I think we all kind of got that one memory in college, man, that we just kind of go back to, and that's gonna kind of be that thing that stays with you as you go on into your adult life. But off the field, like you said, you mentioned a lot of things that are very applicable to HBCUs and that college life for those that we're communicating with that may not be a HBCU student. But what would you say would be probably the fondest memory, non-football related, but just as a student at Jackson State?
This really might sound cliche, but okay, I probably got two, but this one is graduating. It was a different feeling. Walking across the stage, getting my degree, it was a surreal feeling. And it was just, I'm still happy from that. I can't tell you how many times I look at it. I'm still happy about that.
Yeah, the SUs, man, you know, just talking about graduating and how you failed and how big of an accomplishment that is. But you had a lot of other accomplishments prior to that, just during your undergraduate time at Jackson State. A very impressive resume of accomplishments off the field. Vice president of JSU Votes, treasurer of the Fannie Lou Hamer Pre-Law Society, secretary of athletic affairs in the SGA, and, of course, a proud member of the Omega Psi Phi fraternity. So have you had a chance to just kind of reflect on some of that?
Yeah, it's one of them things, and I didn't realize until I was looking at my resume, I was doing it. I was like, I did that. I said, that's kind of crazy. But in the moment, it's something that I'm not really thinking about. It's more so I'm having conversations with friends. I was talking with Madison, and she, at the time, she was SGA president. So I was talking with her, and she was telling me, I need this, this, and that. And I was like, I could go out for that role. I feel like it's not something that's going to be too drastic to where I'm going to have a drop off of football and take away from that much time, because I feel like it was just me filling up my days and making sure I'm doing everything positive. It was just something I feel like I needed to do or I wanted to do so that I could stay out there and not just stay to myself.
Good deal, man. Good deal. Great storied academic career, man. You always balance football, you know, with your schoolwork, you know, and all those extracurricular activities. How were you able to prioritize and balance all of that?
I did terrible at first. I'm not going to lie to you. I did terrible at first. And my mom was the one who actually helped me with that. She was like, you get a calendar, you put your what you got to do through your calendar and organize the days, it's going to be less stressful so you can see what you got to do and what you got time to do. So I ended up getting a calendar. I got one of those big calendars to put in my room to hang on the wall and dry erase, and I just marked up my days. I think I got to the point where I had to mark up to three weeks to a month in my calendar just for schoolwork, meetings, even including football stuff.
Hey, that's going to stick with you throughout life. Trust me. Don't ever get away from that. Trust me when I tell you.
There's some grown-ups out there that need to hear this and do that. Starting with yours truly. I mean, that's good stuff. Absolutely.
Good deal. Let me do a follow-up real quick, Corey. So at one point, Deontay, you were planning on starting a private wine label, you know, with NIL rights. Do you have an update with that? Because I know that when you tried to start it, I think Mississippi kind of had a law in place that was kind of blocking that. I think it was something pertaining to alcohol. But I did want to ask you that, since name, image, and likeness is such a big topic in college football, where did everything go with that? And is that something you still were looking at trying to pursue, whether it's name, image, and likeness or not?
Yeah, so when I was doing it, I didn't want it to be like NIL. I wanted to just be solely my own business, like separate from the football world, just me starting on my entrepreneurship like that. I just want to be like that. But it was taken, I guess, as me wanting to use it for NIL and whatnot and using my name to promote it. But you can't do it because NCAA prohibits the promotion of alcohol. You can't do it. And I would have got penalized for doing it. So I was like, okay, cool. That's easy. I could put it off. Gave me time. I actually was just out in California, and I'm going to schedule some wine tours and whatnot at a couple vineyards. So it's still coming. It was just delayed, not denied.
You know, I live out in Cali, so you got to let me know when you're heading that way, man. Plus, you know, wine is big business out here on the West Coast, man. So you got to give us a name and all that good stuff, because I know your football playing career over. See, the NCAA can't do nothing about that now. But keep going. Let me cut you off.
Okay, yeah, I'm definitely gonna get with you then, since I know you out there. I'm probably gonna look into going in the spring.
Sweet,
yeah, man. I'm glad that you still have that on the agenda. You know, obviously now that you're done playing football, because you know, from my understanding, it's kind of a family thing. Had your family involved? Correct me if I'm wrong, but I think your mom suggested the idea and didn't at one point. Did you have your brother designing the label?
Yep, my brother, he's big into designing stuff, like. He wants to be like an architect, but he can draw. Like, my brother can draw crazy, and I don't know how he does it. He does stuff on the iPad now and makes it look real, and it's just, it's a gift for him. So I say, right. Hey, awesome. Like, you could do this and this and that. I had no problem paying my brother for it, and then my mom suggested it. My mom, she works in the corporate world, so she knows a lot of the ins and outs and the ups and downs to make it flow. So I definitely benefit from having her on my side with that. So I was glad she actually brought it up.
Is that the same brother who goes to Jackson State now, or a different brother?
Yep, it's the same brother.
Awesome.
Good deal, man. So, but like I said, it wasn't an NIL opportunity, but I do want to get your thoughts on name, image, and likeness. It's a game changer for college football. Do you have any ideas about it, and maybe some advice for some of the student athletes coming behind you and how to navigate that space and maybe take advantage of the opportunities that affords them in college sports?
Yeah, it is a game changer. Believe me, a lot of us still feel as if it's a job and we need to get paid for everything. Like, it's just when you going into it, it can be consuming, I guess. You want to put yourself out there to make as much money as possible. And then a lot of times you can see athletes more worried about that than what really brought you to the, is that's the game of football or whatever sport you're playing. Yeah, so just really enjoy it, but don't get too consumed the way you forget what you're doing it for or what's getting you to that point.
Good stuff, man. Great advice. And again, man, congratulations on everything, all the accomplishments off the field. We know you're going to go on to do great things. You already gotten started, man. You know, if you're like me, you wait until after college to try to figure it out. I'm pretty sure Ken waited until after college to try to figure it out, but you already on track beforehand. Good stuff. But so yeah, you talked about your experience as a student. So let's get to the football. Let's talk about some Jackson State football. Tell me about your HBCU experience just playing the game.
It was crazy. And this is something I actually told my grandpa about it after my first time at the vet and hearing the boom come in. And I think during warm-ups, I was watching the boom come in rather than warming up on the field. So I was like, and that was my first time. I'm like, this is crazy. I ain't never experienced drum majors doing all that and the movements. I was just like, dang. And then when you on the sideline watching and you hear the boom playing, I think this past season, it's a lot of times you're going to see me staring off just watching the boom play. I think Coach J.O. had to snap on me a couple of times to get me back into the game.
Yes, indeed. That's hey, the boom will have that effect. Shout out to the boom, by the way. I still don't agree with the decision. I don't care what they said, Corey and Deontay. The Sonic Boom of the South is the band of the year.
Easily.
ESPN got it wrong, and everybody know that. So, they have that effect on us. But listen, I have a question for you, man. It's a little off script a little bit when it comes to what we have that we wanted to ask you. You had an opportunity, a unique opportunity, to actually play for Jackson State under our previous coach, as well as watching Coach T.C. Taylor take over the program and take grab the bull by the horns. You saw a lot of turnover with a lot of teammates that you played with walk out of the room, and then you got new teammates. My question for you is just kind of speak top line of how you navigated that time, you know, just kind of your experience under Coach Prime, and then not necessarily your experience, but just watching the way the season ended. Now Coach T.C. Taylor is there, and now you got to navigate with a whole new roster and how you kind of navigated that time.
For me, I'm a big God's timing type of guy. That was something that was instilled with me with my grandparents at a young age. Didn't understand it, grew to understand it. So I understood that even with my timing, like it wasn't my time coming up just into this season. So I understood it, and I loved the process along with it. Being with Coach Prime, you learned and you saw a lot of different things, and you benefited from a lot of pluses that he brought. And so you learn from that, you add it to your arsenal, and you keep going. And then Coach TC time came. And his first season as a head coach, it wasn't bad. Come on now. It's not like
keep going.
Yeah, so it's when you look back at it, it's a lot of people that say different stuff. It's just it's easy for people to say something when they don't know. Mm-hmm. So if you I got a cousin, she's an Arcanite. She was talking. I think I probably hung up the phone on her. It's real easy for somebody to say something when they looking in and don't and have not been there. So you can easily say that, but you're not looking at what's really going on. We got basically a whole new roster. Whole new playbook, whole new team. It's not like you playing with a team that's got chemistry, a team that's been built and whatnot already. You building.
Love that. Yeah.
It's good to hear you say that. You know, we say it all the time. We talk about it, but to hear from a player that just kind of reinforces it. You know, admirable job by Coach TC Taylor and his staff. One thing about Coach TC is, and I want to talk about with you as well, just that patience in terms of him waiting for his opportunity, because he's been in the running or trying to get that head coaching job for a while, and he just waited, stayed patient, stayed the course, continued to put in the work, and he was afforded that opportunity. And you mentioned it yourself as well, you finally getting your shot this past season. So talk about that patience for you when you were on the team but not really having a shot, and then how you just stayed the course and it finally paid off this season. Not only play, but now look at all the awards you have.
It was major. I have a strong belief in the things that God can do for me. So it's not like I was impatient when it came to a lot of things. I was often wondering, you know, why not me? Why it ain't my time? It's easy to do that. And it's easy to get yourself into a rabbit hole thinking about those such things. But if you doing the work and staying the course, staying in your playbook, keeping your head down, it's a no-brainer when your time comes. So it's falling in love with the process. Like you can't just like the process and think, oh, I'm finna start and do my part and receive everything. You have to actually stay in love with it. It's easy to fall out of love with it. So it's just because it's a lot of ups and downs to it. If the offseason is long, so from the time players get back in January and the summer, it's long. So it's not like you just in the season and you playing, because you play 13 games a year. Hopefully, people play for 13 games. So it's not like you practicing way more than you playing. So you gotta understand that practice and that time you spend off the field and preparing for it is more important than when you go out there.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Let me ask you this. What would you say would be your fondest memory playing at Jackson State?
My fondest memory, just one.
Whichever one you want to choose.
It's definitely winning the SWAT championship. It was just amazing feeling from the crowd's presence, being on the field and being with the team. It was an unreal feeling that just, I don't know, it's just you just keep it with you, and yeah, you just can't believe it, especially when you're at the vet and you just see the confetti and the fans, and you just in the middle of the field just looking and watching. It's crazy.
Right. I got one for you. Give me your toughest opponent. I want a team and a player. You gotta give me a player that you had to go up against too.
I could easily tell you the team. It was Texas State.
Okay.
I can for life I can't remember him. I gave him my first sack to him.
Okay. So the team was Texas State and the player was on Texas State's D line.
Yep.
That was your first sack.
First sack. Wow. I even told Coach Dale that sack haunted me the whole season.
Wow.
I couldn't get that out of my head. And we had this thing on Sundays where we'd go in and watch the good, bad, and ugly. I was for sure that was going to be up there. I was just for sure. I was like, I know it's going to be up there. Everybody talking about it. I gave up a sack. It's just something that I woke up out my sleep and like had a nightmare about it. It was just, I couldn't get out of my head.
So did it make it as the ugly?
It was on there. Yeah, it was on there. Okay. But it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. It wasn't.
We all had nightmares. So it was a lot of ugly to take from that game. We're with you on that.
That was a tough one. Who would you say, you know, we all, for those of us who play college sports and even high school or any type, we all always have a teammate, man, that we're the tightest, that we gravitate towards. Who would you say would be probably the teammate you were the closest to or are the closest to? It doesn't have to be just one, but you can
be your group, the whole line. It's just
tight unit.
Yeah, we just tight. Like I don't know what it is from a group chat or times we hang out with each other. It's times we get done with practice and we still in the locker room just talking, knowing I'm ready to go home and take a shower and get ready to just, because I had with time, you know, I still had meetings and everything else. So I had other stuff to do and I'm still just in there talking, we chopping it up, laughing. And it's just a good time. It's fun being around them and talking to them. And it's not even like that. We play the game with each other and whatnot. So it's definitely the whole line. Those are guys you go to war with. So
right.
Hey, and Corey, before you run, I gotta ask this question. Because you just talked about how tight the O-line was. We had a chance to talk to Quay. And Quay said something very similar to that, what you just said. I think that speaks to, now you look at the recruiting class that Coach J.O. is building. Mm-hmm. I think it's obvious the amount of bodies we're bringing in from an O-line standpoint. I just want to get your thoughts on the type of coach that Coach J.O. is, because it seems like he's a player's coach. We watched him at practice. He tough as a $2 steak now. He's tough. But at the same time, though, you know, Coach J.O. is what many would herald as a rising star. I know you played under Coach Marcus and under the previous staff, but then you get Coach J.O. in there. I just want to get a few words in your own thoughts about your offensive line coach and maybe what he means to you.
Man, I told him this probably more times than he wanted to hear, but I can't thank him enough. Like, he he truly develops players, and when he coaches, is it comes from everything's coming from a place of love. But he's gonna hold you accountable for everything. Once you show him who you are as a player, and that's a high level, that's now the standard, and they gonna talk about that every day. They're not gonna sell. They're not gonna budge. Once you show Coach J.O. that, that's who you got to be. And that's who he's going to hold you to be, because that's what's going to make you better.
Love that.
I think he knows it, because it's a couple of times we'll go to one-on-ones, and he knows. He just knew I couldn't stand when he'll tell the D lineman a move that he just know I just don't like. Or he'll root for the DN, like Doyle. He'll go to Doyle's side and tell Doyle to do something. And he know I just can't stand it. And so it's just – at the end of the day, it made me better, and yeah. I'm appreciative of him for it.
Yeah. Now, it's interesting that you say he develops players, because, you know, Ken, we've talked about this recently, just with this transfer portal. You know, the thing to do is to go grab somebody out of the portal, which we do. You know, you have to. But if you notice the number of high school offensive linemen that we've had commit and will be signing soon or just signed, that's kind of outside the norm in today's age, because you want that guy who's, you know, already played and already experienced. But that just goes to show in his confidence, his ability to develop players, especially at a crucial position like the offensive line. So it definitely stood out when you said that. And it was definitely good to hear that you guys are so close to the offensive line, because that's what we want to see. That unit, as much as any other unit, has to be cohesive. It has to be chemistry. And I think that – I didn't play football, but I would imagine that starts off the field. Right. Building that camaraderie. So, and that's one reason why it carried over, translated to the field. That's one reason why we had one of the best offensive line units that we've had in recent memory. And we had a few guys who stood out, obviously yourself. That's why you're on the show today. You were named the first team All SWAC and HBCU All American. So congratulations on that. Just speak on that a little bit. What do those honors mean to you?
I mean, it means a lot. I look at how far I came and what it took for me to get here. Is a lot of people don't see it, that's where I think for me that's where everything starts, from where people don't see and what they don't understand. I'm not a big guy on flaunting what I'm doing to get where I'm at. It's not hard. And if you're willing to put in the work, and it's no limit to what you can accomplish if you're willing to put in the work. And that's just something that's, I guess, difficult to come by in some guys nowadays. If you keep your head down and work, you won't have problems. It's just it's basic math to me, I guess. But I definitely reflected on that and was happy, and almost dropped a tear. I almost did, but I held it in.
Hey man, congratulations, man. Usually when you get accolades, it's based off the results of the work that you put in, and we're proud of you, man. We couldn't be more proud of you. Couldn't be more ecstatic to sit down with you, man, let you tell your story. I know Tiger Nation is going to enjoy just hearing from you. But before we get ready to get out of here, man, give a message to Tiger Nation, man. This is your time. You got the mic. Go ahead and drop that message from Deontay Graham to Tiger Nation that's tuned in watching you.
And Tiger Nation, stay who y'all are. The support, the love is unreal. As players, we don't always get the chance to tell y'all that we love y'all and appreciate it, but we do. It means a lot, from seeing y'all pop up at the hotels when we away, from the love, the support, the messages y'all send on Instagram. The way y'all go crazy on and clap back and people on social media, we see it and we love it. And we appreciate y'all from the deepest of our hearts. We really do. And keep it, please keep that same energy. We love it.
Love it. Love it. Love it, man. All right. And let them know where they can find you on social media if they're not already following you.
I'm on Instagram at Deontay.Graham, Deontae.Graham, Graham.
Hey, before we get out of here, Deontay, one last thing. You got selected to play in the HBCU Legacy Bowl. Real quick thoughts on that. You'll be down in New Orleans. The All-State HBCU Legacy Bowl is a big event. We had a chance to cover it last year with some of your former teammates. But what's your thoughts real quick before you go on being able to play in that game with some of the top talent from the HBCU space through across the country?
In my head, as soon as I got it, I don't know what it was. I was like, one, me and DJ, we was talking about it. We was ecstatic about it because we get another chance to line up with each other. Hopefully, we get to see, put on the same team. Because, you know, DJ, that's my roommate. That's my brother. But we was happy to be able to line up against each other again or with each other again. And so that went through my head. Also, I get to put on another jersey and equipment, help me line up again, put on what I can do. And then after that, I stopped and I said, it's time to get back to work. I think I had went back to the gym right when I got the message. So I said, time to get back to work. Coach J.O., he's been there every step of the way. He messaged me, talking, you got to do this, you got to stay in shape, you need help with this. It's just, I love it.
Great stuff, man. Absolutely. Well, again, congratulations. We won't even list all the accomplishments and honors. We've kind of mentioned it, but long list. Congratulations on everything, and we know you're going to continue to do great things and make us proud in the future.
Thank you. I appreciate y'all for having me.
Hey, all the best to you, bro. We'll see you. We'll catch up with you in New Orleans for that week. May even get you to sit down with us again and kind of talk about how your week is going. I know it'll be a fun week for you, man. So enjoy that. Again, appreciate you for coming on Tiger Talk. Congratulations again on the degree and the accolades, man. We proud of you, and we're glad you're a Tiger. Tiger for life, man. But all the best to you, brother.
Thank y'all too.
Tiger Talk with the 1400 Club is presented by Bet Online.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.